Morning, everyone. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Beis, otherwise known as the beginning of Masechta Nazir. Thank Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is one of Zeichen Nishmas Libi Gabriela Bashmuel. We start today, obviously, with the first Mishnah of the first parak of Masechta Nazir. Nazir, as I'm sure everyone knows, has to do with the fact that a person declares himself to be a Nazir, and as a result of that, will be prohibited in three things. Will not be able to get a haircut, cannot come into contact with a mate, with a dead body, and must not engage in either drinking wine or eating any grape product. That's the basics of Nazirus. The Masecht Nazir comes to you basically with the number 10. Although there are 9 prakim in Nazir, so that number 10 doesn't work out in terms of the number of prakim. But the Rambam in Hilchos Nazir says that there are 10 mitzvahs that are associated with being a Nazir. 2 of them positive and 8 of them are negative. And the Rambam also comes to you in 10 prakim. So 10 is a good number to remember as it relates to Nazir. 10 mitzvos, 10 prakim of the Rambam and Hilchos Nazir. But our Gemara has it as 9 prakim. So obviously the number 10 isn't as neat as I would like. Okay, over the course of these 9 prakim of the Masechta, we're going to be discussing the halachas of a Nazir. The Gemara is going to touch on every now and then the philosophy, whether philosophically it's good to be a Nazir or bad to be a Nazir. That's the popular topic, and it's the right topic to discuss, meaning the Torah affords a person to the opportunity to become a Nazir. Does the Torah want us to become a Nazir, or does the Torah not want us to become a Nazir? So the Torah itself is not perfectly clear about that point, but the Torah gives us one very strong hint that it's not the best thing in the world to become a Nazir, because at the conclusion of your Nazirus, you bring a Karban Chatas. Usually, you bring a Karban Chatas when you sin. Not usually. Always. You're always bringing a Karban Chatas when you sin, and so the fact of the matter is that you become a Nazir, and now you have, for a certain period of time, an abstention from these activities, and you gotta then bring a Karban Chatas. Certainly seems from the Torah, the Torah is not particularly fond of the individual who becomes a Nazir, so we're going to be discussing that. Actually, the discussion starts today's daf, the end of today's daf, but really tomorrow we'll engage in that discussion of whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to be a Nazir. A lot of Nazir is going to sound like Masechta Nedarim. In fact, today's daf is going to be almost word for word the daf that we saw in the beginning of Masechta Nedarim. So, and that makes sense, because a Nazirus is basically a Neder. In other words, when you declare yourself to be a Nazir, you're making a form of a Neder. There is a more sophisticated way to approach this, slightly more sophisticated way to approach this, and that is, I quit with a doctor up the stairs, and that is Nazir could be either a Neder or it could be a Shvuah, or it could be kind of like a hybrid between the two. Let's remind ourselves, what did we learn in the beginning of Masechta Nedarim? That a Neder is going on an object. When I make a Neder, I say that particular thing is prohibited to me. Okay, I could own it, somebody else can own it, but in other words, I'm really, the Neder is always focused on an object, it's not focused on me. So I'm not going to engage in that particular item. So that's a Neder. A Shvuah, on the other hand, is where the focus is on me. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to engage in this activity, I'm not going to eat this. So the Shvuah is focused on me. So to use terminology that is classic in Yeshiva, a Neder is going on a Cheftza, and the Shvuah is going on the Gavra. What about a Nazir? So Nazir is literally kind of in the middle. If you remember the first Mishnah in Masechta Nedarim, so you'll remember that the way the Mishnah was formulated, it went Neder, Nazir, Shvuah. Like Nazir is like kind of right in the middle. Nazir could be, on one hand, be just a simple Neder, meaning I'm not eating grapes, the focus is on the grape. I'm not going to cut my hair, although, yeah, it's going on the hair, and not going to come into contact with Thomas Mace. That one's a... hard to say that's going on a particular object. Or on the other hand, you could say that Nazir is really a cheft. Nazir is really a gavra. It's really going on you. You're not going to eat grapes. In other words, the focus was really about you, and so therefore it could fall under the category of shvuah. So that point is not perfectly clear. You could see Rishonim going in either direction on this issue. I'll show you a Rishon later this morning that certainly seems to take a position on this issue, whether it's a Cheftza or a Gavra, but either way. Okay, that's another general point to consider. And just one last thing before we actually start with the Mishnah itself, and that is, once again, we are not, we don't have Rashi on the Masechta. That which normally takes the place of Rashi is a Rishon, that little we know, but who's the author of it? It's not perfectly clear. It's not Rashi. How do we know it's not Rashi? So first of all, Tosos doesn't cite it, doesn't quote it. So Tosos didn't have a Rashi on Nazir. The question which I cannot answer is, why don't we have a Rashi on Masechta Nazir? For that matter, why don't we have a Rashi on Masechta Nedarim? I don't know the answer to that question. But what we have on the what we have over here is we don't have, it's not Rashi. There are a number of statements that are made in the course of this Rashi. This is not my point. Others have made this point. There are a couple of positions taken on from this, what seems to be Rashi, which contradicts Rashi throughout Shas. Anyway, it's most probably not Rashi. And here comes the part that comes. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit difficult after having gone through Masechta Nedarim. We don't have the Ran here on the page, meaning in Nedarim, in the absence of Rashi. So the publisher of the Gemara put the Ran right on the page, and the Ran really was very easy to read and writes really lucidly. So over here we don't have a Ran on Masechta Nazir. So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to look at Tosfos. Tosfos over here also recognizes quote unquote an absence of Rashi. And so what Tosfos does is he does his normal work of comparing one Gemara to another Gemara, raising issues, in other words, and doing the general analysis that he does. But he also gives a running basic explanation of the Gemara. So over here, we're going to favor heavily Tosfos's parish on the Gemara. And so that's basically going to be our approach in terms of learning this Masechta. Okay, 65 days of Nazir coming up. Check the calendar. So we are going to finish with this Masechta over the course of Hanukkah. So that's gives you a calendar basically to look at as well. All that said and done, let's begin. The first Mishnah, called Kinui Naziros Kenaziros. If you make a Kinui, an expression of language that is not exactly Hebrew, but it's some sort of expression of language, so therefore we're going to treat it like a Naziris. So HaOmer, I'm sorry, before we go on in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah introduces us to the idea of Kinui. If you've been around in Masechta Nedarim, so you remember, what is a Kinui? A Kinui is another language which expresses the same idea as the word does in the original Lashon HaKodesh. And yet the Kinui is going to be treated like a, like the actual language itself. This is Kol Kinui Naziros Kinaziros. Good. So, and again, the Masechta Nedarim opened up the same way. Kol Kinui Nedarim Kinadarim. And then what the Mishnah does is the Mishnah goes on to explain. HaOmer, if a person says, hey, I'm going to be, Hareza Nazir, you're going to be a Nazir. Now, that's not a Kinui, meaning a Kinui is a word that is a substitution for the word Nazir. Examples, well, you can take a quick look ahead, one line in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah over here is going to give a couple of examples. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. So those are examples of a Kinui. So what just happened in the Mishnah? The Mishnah introduced us to the idea of Kinuim, and then the Mishnah gave an example, but the example given in the Mishnah has nothing to do with Kinuim. What's this example of? This is what's called a Yad. Do you remember Yad? Again, taking us back to the beginning of Masechta Nedarim. The idea behind a Yad is, it's a contracted form of the sentence. Generally speaking, if I would like, in a perfect world, if I would like to make a perfect Neder, or in this case, a Nazirus, so what you have to do is you have to make a complete sentence. The sentence is going to go something to the tune of, I'm going to become a Nazir. I would like to become a Nazir. And you'll state the duration of how long you'd like to be a Nazir for. Okay, that's normally how it would work. However, if you make a contracted form of the sentence, kind of like what text has done to the English language, right? Butcher the English language, but that's fine. In other words, that's how people now communicate with one another and understand one another. So if you say a kinui as it relates to, sorry, if you say a yad as it relates to a nazir, a contracted sentence, so that's going to work. So here the chiddush of the Mishnah, it's a huge chiddush, and the Gemara is going to tackle it, is that if you say the word ehe, I'm going to be, that's a contracted form of I'm going to become a nazir. Now talk about finishing a sentence, which is really, you're missing a lot of key words over there. All you said is the word ehei. How does that become turn into I'm going to become a nazir? Stay tuned. The Gemara is going to address that question. So ha'omer ehei raise a nazir. Oh ehei na'eh, or I'm going to become beautiful. Nazir. So that is, at that point you're going to become a Nazir. That's also going to be a contraction of I'm going to be a Nazir. So once again, stay tuned, because the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question that's going to be end of today's daf, and that is, I'm going to be beautiful means I'm going to be a Nazir. Again, that's hard to understand. Stay tuned, the Gemara is going to address that question. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, Nazik, Nazich, Pazich, Harezeh, Nazir. And if I say the words Nazik, Nazich, Pazich, you're going to be a Nazir, these are all kinuyim, these are all exchange words for Nazir. Meaning, these are all kinuyim. So, Hareini Kazeh, I'm going to be like this. In other words, there must be a Nazir walking by you. He looks good to you. You say, I'd like to be like him. Hareini Misalsel, I'm going to turn my hair, meaning I'm going to grow out my hair so I'm able to play with it. Hareini Mechalkel, again, another similar type of language. Harei Alayla Shaleach Pera, I'm going to grow out my hair. Harei Zenazir, all these are terms that are going to now establish you to be a Nazir. Harei Alayzi Porim, if I say that I'm going to bring birds, in other words, I'm going to do something that's going to require me to bring birds. Rav Meir Omer Nazir, v'chacham Amar Meimeinu Nazir. So here we have debate amongst the Tanaim, Shin Rav Meir and the Chacham, and whether just a mention of birds is by definition going to result in being a Nazir. And that's something we're going to be discussing later in the Gemara, not today. Okay. Let's do a Tosfos together, right? Again, we're going to weigh heavily on Tosfos in the course of this Masechta. So let's do a Tosfos together, where Tosfos reminds us of the following. The Mishnah introduces the two concepts in terms of becoming Nazir. One concept is a Yad, and the other one is a Kinui. A Yad is a contracted sentence where I don't say the whole sentence, I just simply say a part of a sentence, and as we'll see in the Gemara, we don't know this yet, but as we'll see in the Gemara, that together with some contextual clues will result in the person becoming a Nazir. And the other idea that the Mishnah introduces to is Kinui. Kinui is if I use a language, not Nazir, but a substitute word for Nazir. The Mishnah gave a couple of examples. So that's going to also commit the person to becoming a Nazir. Why does substitute language work? So Tosfos says, let's remember. What did we learn back in Masechta Nedarim? It's a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So here we're going to take a look together at the fourth Tosfos on the Amud, and Tosfos writes as follows. Lefisha Rasul Farish called a kinoyim pasach v'amer nazir. Klamer nazir hu ikar Hashem ha-kasub b'torah sh'ayideh lashon zeh chalav shein naziris. So first of all, Tosfos says the word nazir. That word is found in the Torah. Good. So that now is the baseline of what a person needs to say to become a Nazir. V'hu adinim amar b'lashon ha-kinuyim, kamo nazik nazich pazich. And the same thing is true if he uses a substitute word as well. V'reisha demasis and asa lefrusha diktana kol kinuy naziris kenaziris. Uvikinuyim nechliku amorayim beperakama de nadar. And Tosfos says, let's remind each other what we learned back in Masechta Nedarim, back on Daf Yud. Rav Yochanan Omer Lashon Umos Haim. According to Rav Yochanan, what is a kinui? It's just the word nazir in another language. That's all it is. Perish shalosh loshanos elu, and the three words that we gave in our Mishnah are just simply examples. Mishivim loshanos haim, one of the 70 languages. Throughout Chazal, throughout Shas, there's an assumption that there are 70 languages around the world. I have somehow a hunch, a feeling that nowadays there's multiples of 70 languages in the world, but the Chazal see all the languages as 70. The example that's given to us is just but three examples of different languages. So, according to Rav Yochanan, Tosfos asked a really simple question. Why do we only have three examples? There should be at least 70 different examples of the word Nazir expressed in another language, meaning, otol is. It's just the word Nazir in another language. So Tosfos's answer is very simple. You're right, of course. If you said the word Nazir in any other language, you're good. However, it happens to be that the three examples that are used in our Mishnah are so close to the word Nazir that even if you're not fluent in those languages, whatever those languages may be, but those words are so close to the word Nazir that even saying them to the non-speaker, the non-native of that language, is going to give off the sense that the person's going to become a Nazir. Okay. Anyway, that Shitas Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that Kinui is just simply the word Nazir in another language. Okay. How do you say Nazir in English? I don't know the answer to that question. Okay. Anyway, Vereish Lakish Palig Hasam VaAmar Lashon Shebadu Chachamim Miliban. Now, Reish Lakish argues on Rav Yochanan over there in the Gemara Nedarim, and Reish Lakish says no, that the kinui, that these substitute words are really manufactured language. The Chachamim came up with these words so that a person doesn't have to say the word Nazir. And what's wrong with saying the word Nazir? Meaning, is that nothing wrong with that? So the Gemara in Nedarim asked that very question. Why did the Chachamim feel the need to manufacture language? So the Gemara in Nedarim says that the Chachamim manufacture language as a result of the fact that there may come a time where a person says La Hashem Karban, because again, back then, there was a tremendous fluency with the Torah. People knew Psukim, and so a person wanted to dedicate a Karban, and he says the word La Hashem Karban, but says the word La Hashem, and then we're all human, kind of just stop in the middle, and you don't say the word Karban, and you were just Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatal, you use God's name in vain. So basically, to avoid that, so the Chacham manufactured the language so that you won't come to this problem of saying God's name in vain. Okay, it's fine. So that is the two explanations in the Gemara Nedarim of how a kinui works. Rav Yochanan says kinui is just the word Nazir, not another language. Reish Lakish says it's manufactured language by the Chachamim to replace the word Karban. Fine. The Im Tomar Ula Reish Lakish Echavi Karbanai De Lashon Shebadu Chachamim Ha Kamaisi Chulim Bazara. Tosos now asks a very strong question. So, how can I be a Nazir according to Reish Lakish? I won't use a word that's expressed in the Torah. I won't even use a word that's in another language. I'll use a word that Chachamim manufactured. Okay, and by using that word, I'm now going to be a Nazir. Really. I'm going to be a Nazir and obligate myself all the laws of Naziros and conclude Naziros by bringing Karbanos. Right? All Naziros concludes with you going to the Beis HaMikdash and offering three Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. More of that will be discussed later in the Masechta. But if all this started with a language that was manufactured by the Chachamim, how can all this generate becoming a Nazir on a Torah level? So the first answer, probably the most intuitive answer, is given to Miskav and Lindor Benazir. V'yodeh shalashon zeh badu chacham Lindor b'hem Benazir. Kabbalah gemorehi kila amar b'lashon hakasav b'torah. Answer number one, says Tosos, is as follows. Look, your intent is to become a Nazir. That's your libo. That's your lave. And although you're not using a language that is sanctioned by the Torah, but that's really your intent, you're going to borrow language, which is really not one of the languages, it's manufactured language, but you're going to use that language to try to express this idea, but really what's at the root is that your intent is to become a Nazir, so an intent with a word that you know will trigger Nazirus, so Tosfos says it's going to trigger Nazirus on a Torah level. Answer number two is probably a little more radical, but I don't want to try not to editorialize. So the second answer of Tosfos is that according to Reish Lakish, you're not gonna, if you use a kinui to become a Nazir, you're not gonna end up bringing a carbon. But rather, it's only going to be for Makus, but it's not going to be for the bringing of a Karban. Hard to understand that answer, meaning you're going to get Makus if you violate your Nazirus. Well, if it doesn't operate on a Torah level, so why are you going to get Makus? And you're not going to bring Karbanos at the end because you didn't use a Torah language to accept Nazirus. an answer that requires more thought, more analysis. It's a difficult answer to fully understand. But anyway, but again, a good review in Tosos of why kinuyim work. Okay, Michti. We start with the Gemara. We're on right at the beginning of the Gemara. Tana b'seder nashim. Kai. My time it's an e nazir. So the Gemara starts off with a very strong question, and that is, let's take a larger look at where we are in Shas. We are in Seder Nashim. Seder Nashim is the smallest Seder of all the Seder. By smallest, I mean number of Masechtas. There are only a total of 7 Masechtas in Seder Nashim. Of the 7 Masechtas that are in Seder Nashim, so 5 of them like easily belong in Seder Nashim. Right? We opened up with the Yevamos and we went to Ksuvos. Okay, those absolutely belong in Seder Nashim. They have to do with marriage. Either marriage designed by God or marriage designed by you. Either way. But in other words, both of them have to do with marriage. And then what happened is that we then took a detour through Nedarim and through Nazir, which is where we're at right now. And then we're going to come back and we're going to finish up with Sota, Gittin, Kiddushin. Right, so right, exactly. Sota, Kiddushin, Sota, it's in the right order also. Look at me. Sota, Gittin, and Kiddushin. Okay, so then we're going to come back and we're going to do 3 Masechtas, which again, clearly have to do with Seder Nashim. So in terms of the larger context, 5 of the 7 Masechtas in Seder Nashim, totally understood what they're doing there. What is Seder Nazir doing in Seder Nashim? Okay, now, in order to properly ask that question, let's ask another question. Where should it go? Meaning, if it's not going to go in Seder Nashim, so let's first identify where its rightful place should have been before we address the Gemara's question of what's it doing here in Seder Nashim. Huh? So Tosos says, exactly. So Tosos says, Tosos is the on the wide lines, Tosos Divra Maskal, my time at Tinni Nazir, perish b'Seder Nashim, b'Seder Kachim Havele Lemisne. So Tosa says that really it belongs in Seder Kachim, because at the conclusion of every Nazirus, there's going to be Karbanos. And in order to properly bring this Karbanos, you have to know the halachas of how to bring a Karban. So really Nazirus ends with Karbanos, so it belongs in Seder Kachim. Good. So if we are going to identify the right place, the best place, there's no right, the best place in terms of where it should go, it should go in Seder Kachim, and meanwhile it's over here. So what is it doing over here? Now, Tosos points out, it's later in the Tosos, so you can take a look at it inside, I'm going to paraphrase, Tosos points out that there really is an intuitive answer to this question, which the Gemara does not articulate. And that is, that I'll tell you what it's doing here. What did we just finish after 91 days? We finished Nedarim. Nazir is really a subsection of Nedarim. So as long as Nedarim found its way into Seder Nashim, so then Nazir also is going to be basically an attachment to Seder Nedarim. I'm sorry, to Masechta Nedarim. So that's really the intuitive answer to the question of what's Nazir doing over here? Because it really just follows Seder Masechta Nedarim. We asked this question already, but let's ask and re-answer. What's Nedarim doing in Seder Nashim? Meaning Neder really is not specific to women. Neder can be made by men or by women. So what's Neder doing in Nedarim? But we already know the answer to that. The last 3 Prakim of Masechta Nedarim talks about the husband and the father's ability to annul the Neder of either wife or daughter. So in other words, so there is something about Neder that's specific to women, so therefore it's localized to Seder Nashim. So the answer that I would have given to the Gemara's question, which not me, Tosso says, it's kind of an intuitive answer, is that we're learning Nazir and we're placing it in Seder Nashim because it is really connected to Nedarim and Nedarim is found in Seder Nashim. Fine. The Gemara gives a different answer. So the Gemara's answer is, now we go back to the Gemara. So my time it's in Nazir, Tana Akra Kai. So the Gemara says, because really it's connected to a pasuk in this week's Parsha. The Torah describes a marriage that is not working out. And what created the problem, the marital problem? Yayin. So that what created the marital problem is wine. And a person who sees a sota in her disheveled state, In other words, what got her there? So what got her there was the fact that she secluded herself with a man that her husband told her not to seclude herself with. But those are all the technical issues. What was the larger global issue that got her there? So her misbehavior could be attributed to the fact that she drank too much wine. And that wine took away a lot of her inhibition. And that's what got her to that point. So if you see that, so a reaction should be, Yaziyat's Mamana Yain. So you should remove yourself from wine. So the Gemara over here gives a hashkafic reason what Masech the Nazir is doing here in Seder Nashim. That a lot of the marital issues come about from too much wine. So if you see that, so what you should do is abstain yourself from the wine, and that's what Masech the Nazir is about. That's what becoming a Nazir is about. Okay. Adkan, we continue in the Gemara. Pasach b'kinoyim ha'mafarish yados. At this point going forward, this is literally a review of what we did back in Masechta Nedarim. And that is the structure of our Mishnah. Look back at our Mishnah in order to understand the Gemara's question. The Mishnah, you don't have to look that far back. The Mishnah says, kol kinoyim nazir skin nazir. The heading of the Mishnah is, I'm about to teach you about kinoyim. That's the heading. And then the Mishnah gives examples, and those are examples are not kinuyim. The examples that are given in the Mishnah are yados. They are about contracted sentences, like the sentence of, hey, I'm going to be. And for reasons which we'll explain later this morning, that's a contraction of the sentence of, I'm going to be a nazir. That's not a kinui, that's a yad. So what just happened in the Mishnah? The Mishnah gave the heading of kinuyim, then the Mishnah gave an example of yad, and then what does the Mishnah do? Then after giving a couple of examples of yados, and the Mishnah goes, it gives examples of nazik, naziach, paziach, examples of kinuyim. So the Mishnah has a somewhat complex structure. The Mishnah says kinui, then examples of yad, then examples of kinui. That the Mishnah is usually much more organized. So that's exactly what's going to bother the Gemara. Pasach b'kinuim mefarish yados. The opening of the Mishnah is kinui. Then the explanation of the Mishnah is, the examples of the Mishnah are yados. Am Rava v'tem k'di chazur mechzer v'achi k'tani. So either Rava or k'di could either be the name of an Amora, or k'di just simply means we don't have assignment, we don't have a designation of who said this. It was just simply stated in the base medrash. Chesuri mechzer, there's a piece of the Mishnah that's missing, and v'achi k'tani, and this is what the Mishnah means. Kol kinui nazirus k'naziros v'yados nazirus k'naziros. So first, really, there are two headings in the Mishnah. The first heading of the Mishnah is kinui. The second heading of the Mishnah is yad. Okay, so that's an important component of the Mishnah, which quote-unquote is missing. Missing over here doesn't necessarily mean that there was actual text of the Mishnah missing. It could simply mean that that was the intent of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi when he wrote the Mishnah. That really there are two headings. One is kinui, and the other is yad. So we'll call it now A and B. The Elohein yados, and then in terms of examples, first we'll give examples of yados, of Homer Ehe Harez Nazir, period. So in other words, now we understand that really what the Mishnah structure is A-B, B-A. First a heading of kinui and yad, and then examples of yad followed by example of kinui. So in other words, the structure of the Mishnah is A-B, B-A. Good. Correct. Oh, this entire discussion took place in Nadar. Also, first day of Nadar. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Why doesn't the Mishnah structure itself as A-B-A-B? Give a heading of kinui, give a heading of yados, example of kinui, an example of yados. So Tana Me'ahu Desalikah Mefarish Bereisha. So the Gemara says, no, it's very normal, so to say, for a Mishnah to be structured as A-B-B-A. And the Gemara is going to go through a number of examples throughout Shas where we find Mishnayos where the structure is A-B-B-A. He did not. So let's take a look at a Mishnah together. B'meh Malikin, uvama ein Malikin. First Mishnah, the second parak of Shabbos. U'mefarish ein Malikin b'reisha. So the heading is, what do you light with? Meaning, which oils and wicks are sanctioned for lighting, and which oils and wicks are not sanctioned for lighting for Shabbos. And then what does the Mishnah do? give us an example of what we can't use. So that Mishnah is structured A, B, B, A. In terms of insulation going into Shabbos. So certain materials that you're allowed to insulate, certain materials you're not allowed to insulate. And then examples that are given are, here are the things that you cannot insulate. Bereisha. A woman can wear certain things outside on Shabbos without an Erev. And certain things a woman cannot wear on Shabbos, not clothing, but jewelry and things that the Chachamim worded that she's going to take off and carry in her Shechus HaRabim. So the Mishnah's heading is, what can she go out with? What can she not go out with? And then the examples that are given are things that she cannot go out with. So again, the heading is A, B, and the examples are B, A. So now we've cited a number of times throughout Shas where the structure of the Mishnah is A, B, B, A. So the Gemara says, okay, but now that we're here, now that we're doing a Mishnah search, so our search engine of how Mishnayos are structured, so now the Gemara says, I'll give you examples where we're going to go the other way, where the structure of the Mishnah is A, B, A, B. So first of all, the example of animals. It's the next parak in Shabbos. Right, the six. So the what can a animal go out with on Shabbos, and what can animal not go out with on Shabbos? So, and then the Mishnah goes on to say, here's what an animal can go out with on Shabbos. So there, that structure is A, B, A, B. And then we have a Mishnah Baba Basra talking about who can inherit and then bequeath. Who can inherit, not bequeath. Who cannot inherit, who cannot inherit and bequeath, and hand, who can't do either. So, umefarish la elon ochla manchila bereisha. And there, after giving a heading, and that, by the way, is A, B, C, D. And then what does the Mishnah do? Gives an example of A. So you see, it doesn't go now and give examples D, back to C, back to B, back to A, but rather the examples are A, B, C, D. So Elal Olam Tinihachi V'Tinihachi. So the Gemara says, after having done now basically a comprehensive search engine of the Mishnayos Rashah, so what do we see? The Mishnayos vacillate. Sometimes the structure of a Mishnah is A, B, B, A. Sometimes the structure is A, B, A, B. And the Gemara says, okay. So really there is Elal Olam Tinihachi V'Tinihachi. So the Gemara is now going to try to give some sort of theme of why it is sometimes we do it one way and sometimes we do it another way. So the Gemara says, if it's coming to give us Isurei Denafshe, so something which is an Isur on you, Mefarish Isurei Denafshe Bereisha, so therefore it's going to explain first the Isur first. Take a look at Tosfos over here. Ela la'olam tinihachi v'hachi. Tosfos towards the bottom of the Amud. The uvekulu ikataima. There's always a reason why it is that the Mishnah is structured a certain way. So hasam diyisur denafshe perish. Hatluya ba adam atzmo kigon hadlaka v'atmana uvema isha yotza. So if it has to do with the person themselves, like what do you light with and not what do you not light with? Now I understand it has to do with which material, which wick and oil you can and cannot use. But in other words, the instruction is for the person himself. You, the person, usually the woman, but not exclusive to the woman. Okay, but that's when we do Masechta Shabbos, we'll go over that point again. But anyway, but you, the person, what can you light with? What can you not light? What can you not light with? When you insulate food going into Shabbos, what material can you use? What material can you not use? Etc. Etc. So mefarish isura bereisha. So there, when it's specific to the person, so we want to do the isur first. However, when the Mishnah describes an animal, now granted, you're responsible for the Shmir Shabbos of your animal. Your animal is not chayiv in Shabbos. You, the owner of the animal, are chayiv in Shabbos. But it's not so much on you, it's more on the animal. So there, the Mishnah is going to now give an example of what first the animal can go out with, the heter, and then afterwards, then the iser. So, That is right now the Gemara's presentation of what is the structure of a Mishnah. If the Mishnah is going to have a something specific to you, that first the Isser comes about. If it's something that is not specific to you, like the example of the animal, so then we're going to go first over the Heter, and then Elahas. I'm sorry. So. I'm going to reread the last two lines of the Gemara on the summit. Elahasam disur denafshe hu mefarshi sur denafshe bereisha gabe behema disuri I de behema hu de asim mefarsh heter bereisha. Fine. So the Gemara says that's going to be the general distinction we're going to make at this point in time. Top of the next amud gabe yeshloch and nami mefarsh ikar nachla bereisha. And in terms of inheritance and bequeathing, meaning the Mishnah Baba Basra, so there the structure is going to be A, B, C, D as a heading, and the examples are A, B, C, D. But the Gemara goes on to explain, but I'll tell you why. Because when we're talking about inheritance, we want, the first thing to explain is, what is Yerusha? Yerusha is an the prime example of Yerusha is someone who can inherit and bequeath to others. So in other words, that's why over there the structure is going to be A, B, C, D, followed then by A, B, C, D. So Elahacha lifrushe kinuya bereisha. So the Gemara says, now with all that stated, so now we're back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, how is it structured in terms of a heading? A, B, B, A. Based on the rules that the Gemara just gave us, shouldn't be that way. Our Mishnah should be A, B, A, B. Why should our Mishnah be A, B, A, B? Because our Mishnah is talking about an Issa that applies to you. And since it's an Issa that applies to you, so therefore, it's something where the first thing should be explained is A, meaning like all those other Mishnahs. So it's A, B, A, B. If there's a chance of going over an Issa, go over an Issa because it applies to you, not to something else like your animal, for example. It seems from this Gemara, just to go back to a point that we raised at the beginning of today's daf, it seems from this Gemara that when we're talking about being a Nazir has something more to do with you than to the object. Remember, that was one of the larger discussions that we had, I introduced in the beginning of today, and it's just one of the larger discussions by Nazir. Is Nazir a Gavra issue or is it a Chefza issue? Sounds like from this Gemara, it is a Gavra, it's an issue on you, meaning you now become a Nazir. Not that grapes become usher to you, although again, you could debate that point even over here. So the Gemara says, now we're on the top of Beis Amud Beis, Elahainu Tam Yados, Hol V'Asyan Lei, Midrasha Chaviven Lei. So the Gemara says, and again, it's the same point we made back in the Durham as well, and that is, look, you're right. At least in theory, the way our Mishnah should have been structured is ABAB. Give a heading of Kinui, give the heading of Yados, give an example of Kinui, give an example of Yados. That's all true. However, in this particular Mishnah, there's a reason why the Chachamim favor Yados. Why? Because Yados is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. Nowhere in the Torah does it explicitly state that if I make a sentence, a contracted sentence, that's going to be a neder. That is only learned out through a drasha. You remember back in the Masechta Nedarim? I think it came on the second day of the Masechta, Daf Gimel, where there the Gemara actually quoted the drasha. So in other words, it's a halacha generated by a drasha. And the Chachamim had a favor, right, showed a little bit of nepotism to any halacha that's generated by drasha. Okay, why should that be? Again, the relationship between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, they're not two distinct portions of the Torah. They're symbiotic. And so when the Chachamim have a Torah Shebichsav that needs Torah Shebaalpeh in order to explain it, so the Chachamim favor that. So that's why Kinui Yad. And again, in theory, example of Kinui and example of Yad, but the Chachamim tipped themselves in favor of Yad because that halacha was generated from a drasha.
Is this universal though?
I mean, after all this, is it universal? I cannot give you another example off the top of my head. So I'd like to say yes, but then I wouldn't be able to back it up with an actual example. Okay, so... The liftach bahon bereisha. So taniki mascha mascha beikar carbon. I'm sorry. Olim perusha perusha yados bereisha. So the Gemara says, okay. So then, just one last thing to tidy up this whole discussion. If you know you're going to open up with yad, because you know you like yad, because yad is generated by a drasha. If you know that, so then why don't you structure the Mishnah in a way where you know it's going to work out? Meaning, let the Mishnah open up with Yados as a heading, then do Kinuyim, and then explain Yados, give examples of Yados, and give example of Kinuyim. Why didn't you do that? So the Gemara says that, well, because first we wanted to open up with Iker Karbon. Not perfectly clear what that means, Iker Karbon. Meaning, Kinuy is more connected with the Karbon. Because you're saying the word, I guess the idea is you're saying the word that's more connected with Nazir. Okay, maybe that's the idea. So first we'll start off with Iker Karbon, and then afterwards we'll do Yados afterwards as headings. But again, in terms of explanation, the Chachamim are going to run to Yados because Yados is generated by Drasha. Okay. Ha'omer hei Nazir harei ze Nazir. A person says he's going to become a Nazir, and as a result of that, as a consequence of that, he's going to become a Nazir. Just by simply saying the word hei. Dilma hei batan is kamar. And the Gemara asks the obvious question over here. How can the sentence hei, I will be, how can that be a contracted form of I will be a Nazir? Without any other contextual clue whatsoever, there is no way that sentence by itself, it's not even a complete sentence, but again, I'm not the English teacher right now, but that's not the, hey, I will be, well, actually, that's not true. There's a, now I'm going back to my high school years. So there's a noun, there's a verb. Okay. How can I will be result in him becoming a Nazir? That doesn't seem to make any sense. So Amr Shmuel could go and show you a Nazir over Lefanav. Oh, so Shmuel says, yeah, correct. Absolutely correct. You need more contextual clues. The sentence I will be by itself cannot possibly result in the person becoming a Nazir. I didn't explain this well. When the Gemara said, when the Gemara presented the question, the Gemara simply said, you know what it could be? Hey, I will be. I'm going to be fasting. Meaning, it could be so many different things. Why Nazir? So Shmuel's answer is, because there's a contextual clue, there's a Nazir walking right by you. And that, coupled with the words that come out of your mouth, I will be, means that I will be like that. So that, you have to put those two things together. So now, this goes back, once again, to a discussion we had back in Masechta Nedarim. And that is as follows. A yad works, but a yad is a contracted sentence. When does a contracted sentence work? When the contracted sentence gives off the impression of what you're intending. Meaning the idea, again, I gave the example earlier this morning, like texting. Right? Texting now, so what we've basically done in the world of texting is, we've taken the English language and we've just reduced it. In other words, however, how much do you want to, how much do you want to type? Fine. So so a contracted sentence works, but only when the contracted sentence is going to be clear about what you mean. Shmuel says the word ahay works, but what do you need? You need that sentence in conjunction with a very clear contextual clue. A nurse is walking right by you. You look at him. You say the words, I will be. Okay, and I'm adding, but, and your point, although again, the Gemara doesn't say that, to be fair. It's right. So in other words, so really what Shmuel is essentially saying is, yes, contracted sentences work, but the contracted sentence has to be very clear of what you mean. So Amre bizman shenazir over lafanav. Like lesfuka ben milsa. I'm sorry. Like lesfuka. The Gemara says exactly. When a nazir is walking in front of you, there's no reason why you need to have a suffix. Ben milsa achrina. Avavade ein a nazir over lafanav armina delma ehe betanis kamar. But when a nazir doesn't walk in front of you, and all you say is the word ehe, it could simply mean, I'm fasting. So the Vidilma Lapochum and Karbanosov Kamar. So the Kamar Belibo. So the Gemara says, well, maybe what's meant is I would like an exemption from the Karbanos. So the Kamar Belibo, and that's what really what was intended in his heart. Ihachi Maila Memra. So the Gemara says, well, really, well, then if that's true, then what are we saying? Mao Detema Bina Pivali Boshavan Kamash Malan. I might have thought that I need his heart and his words to agree with one another. So the chiddush is that no, we don't necessarily need that. Now, what the Gemara is trying to drive at over here is not perfectly clear. Let's take a look together at Tosfos, where Tosfos tries to clarify the point of the Gemara. Take a look at Tosfos over here, Divra Maschal Mav Detema. Bina Piva Levo Shavin Kamashman. Hachi Garcinan. Velo Garcinan Dulobi Inan. Davin Mashma Dulobi Inan Piva Levo Shavin. So Vizeino. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you first of all what the Gemara is not saying. What the Gemara is not saying is that in the world of Nazir, it's okay if there's no agreement between that which you're saying and that which you're thinking. No. Tosfos says that in the world of Nazir, it's just like a neder. And in the world of Nadarim, I need agreement between that which you say and that which you think. Same thing is true with Nazir. Dechol neder betosav nederhu. Tosfos says, look, we know that any time you make a neder and the articulation of words is not in agreement with what you're thinking, we spent a lot of time in Masechet Nedarim basically going over, that's not a neder. In the world of Nazir, so that's not going to be a Nazir. He won't be a Nazir. Let's say he intended to give off Meiser. And he said the word Truma, well, there was not an agreement with what he was thinking versus what he said. And Tosfos says, look, if he wanted to be a Nazir and he said the word Ehei, shouldn't that be enough? Elahachi Perusha. So the Gemara is, so Tosfos says, this is what the Gemara is driving at. What the Gemara is driving at is as follows. Look, you had a Nazir walk by you. Good. You said, now I'm committing. But you didn't say the word Nazir. That's what I might have thought. I might have thought that, look, you got everything going for you. The nose is walking right by you. You make now a commitment. You say the word Ahay, but you don't say the word Nazir. By not saying the word Nazir, you're not committing yourself to becoming a Nazir, even though you made a commitment, and the nose is walking in front of you, and you got basically everything going for you. Kamash malan de machshava salev megale adibura. That's the chiddush of our Gemara. That by having the Nazir walk in front of you, by you making a commitment and saying the word Ehei, I will be, we have now satisfied the requirement of Piv Vali Boshavim, that your mouth and your heart now are in agreement with one another, and therefore your Nazir is going to be a Nazir. That is how Tosfos understands the Gemara, although admittedly, the Gemara is not exceedingly clear about that point, but that's how Tosfos understands the Gemara. It's finished today with the Rambam. Again, I mentioned today, the Rambam in the Hilchos Naziros has 10 parakim. 10 mitzvahs that revolve around the mitzvah of being a Nazir. 2 asay, 8 los asay, and the by the way, the 2 asay, what are the 2 positive commandments of being a Nazir? So hair and hair. So when you become a Nazir, you got to grow your hair out, and that when you conclude your Nazirus, you got to shave your hair. Those are the 2 positive commandments, and the rest are all negatives. Anyway, the Rambam writes, Ein Omrim, this is the first parak of Nazirus, this is Halacha Hey. Ein Omrim in Nazirus Achiyotzi Bisfasov Davishim Mashmo Eitzo Kola'am Kenyan Shibalibo. Elakem Shigamar Belibo, Vaotzi Bisfasov Dvarm Shi'inyanim Shi'ein Nazir, Alpha Pishain Nanyanim Rechokos, Vaalpha Pishain Bimashmam Losh and Nazirus, Harez and Nazir. Interesting. The Rambam writes that in the world of Nazirus, if you have it in your heart, you're going to be a Nazir. Even if the words that come out are kind of far away from the idea expressed in your heart, so the Rambam says, you're still going to be a Nazir. How did the Rambam arrive at that conclusion? So it must be that he must have looked at our Gemara, and that's how the Rambam must have read the Gemara. So that when the Gemara just ended with the words, Yahachim Ailamemra, Mao Detema, I might have thought, Be'inam Pivali Boshavim, that I need his mouth and his heart to be in agreement. Kamash Malan, how did the Rambam understand the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, they don't need to be necessarily in agreement. As long as you had in your heart you're going to be a Nazir, and you said something to the effect of I'm going to be a Nazir, that's going to be good enough. And then it then only begs the question, why should that be? Meaning Tosfos fits in a little bit better with the general rules of what it means to make a Neder. You need agreement with your words and that which you are thinking. So, okay, that's a little bit tricky, but at least you understand the Rambam got that from the last line of the Gemara. Okay, tomorrow we'll pick it up from the two dots. Tomorrow we'll talk about the statement of I'm going to be beautiful, and somehow that translates into I'm going to become a Nazir. Okay, we'll start with that tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Gemara, which we're going to see a couple times throughout this Masechta, the philosophy, is it good to be a Nazir? Is it bad to be a Nazir? That's coming up in the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Quick review. We started today the Masechta. We reintroduced ourselves to the topic of Kinui and Yad, using substitute language. We went over the Gemara Nedarim. How does Kinui work? Machlok is Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Yados, contracted sentences. We talked today about the structure of the Mishnah, the ABBA structure of our Mishnah, and all. Although there are no hard rules in terms of how Mishnayos are structured, ABBA or ABAB, our Mishnah chose ABBA. The Gemara says because Yados, which is the B of our Mishnah, is learned out through Drush, and anything learned out with the Drush, the Chachamim are going to favor. So that's why our Mishnah is structured ABBA. And then finally we went over the contracted sentence of Ehei, I will be, he will become a Nazir. How can that be? Shmuel says, because a Nazir is walking down the street and I say Ehei. And the Gemara says that, according to Shmuel, although it's a contracted sentence, you need enough contextual clues so that it's clear that he's going to be a Nazir. Ad Kan.